I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. 150 craftspeople from around the world will have an opportunity this month to show their work in a sort of microcosm of the global marketplace. They've been selected from hundreds of applicants to be part of Santa Fe's annual International Folk Art Market. How can this opportunity then translate into ongoing success for these artists, many of whom live in developing countries? With me is Keith Recker, board member of the nonprofit organization behind the Folk Art Market. Keith, welcome.
Thank you so much.
What are the obstacles that these artists might face in becoming self-sustaining or in thriving as artists?
Well, I think you would begin imagining yourself in the shoes of one of these artists, say, living in Niger, making Tuareg silver jewelry. And there are dozens of families that have traditionally made Tuareg silver jewelry. And the demand among the Tuareg themselves is at best stagnant. And so as the number of people who learn how to make this craft enter the productive phase of their careers, they simply have to find new markets. And one of the best ways for them to do that is to enter an export market, a foreign market. Just coming to Santa Fe and having often the very first trip outside the country, if not also the community, there's a lot of learning about what's going on out there in the world with pricing, with what customers look at, what American customers want. There are often very productive exchanges between customers and the artists and in and amongst themselves.
What other obstacles might there be, Keith, to establishing an ongoing career for these artists?
Access to finance is a big obstacle in countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, particularly if you're in a small, small business. Having the capital to buy material to come to a big market like Santa Fe can be an obstacle for some people. Having the capital to buy some basic tools and equipment can be an obstacle for some people. There are programs out there to help address it, but the need is so great that financing is often an obstacle. One of the hopes that we have is that everybody who comes to the market succeeds in terms of achieving a healthy sales goal. And between 80 and 90% of that income goes home with the artist. And, you know, well managed, that can be a nest egg with which to address some of these needs for finance.
So market organization has established several programs to specifically train these artists.
Indeed. In the Mentor to Market program that unfolds every year just before the International Folk Art Market, there are 2 days of training. First day is only for artists who are new to the market. How to greet, how to say hello, also how to tell your story quickly and cleanly. That's really a skill. I learned this from my grandfather, or I learned this from the people in my village. It represents this about my culture. And the second day is led mostly by artists. Last year, we had 15 experienced artists do seminars, do workshops, do talks about various topics that are important for success. There was actually a workshop where 3 very experienced natural dyers were marveling at the subtle differences in their techniques. The temperature at which the red comes up through the indigo so that you get one of those dark, glistening, purpley indigo colors was very impressive, very impressive.
Keith Recker is on the board of the nonprofit International Folk Art Market Santa Fe. The 2018 market is July 14th and 15th on Museum Hill. Details and more from Keith at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.